We're here in Topshop with Dave Poland, who's just completed the artwork on the walls. It stretches, I think it's 4 or 5 floors of Topshop and Topman in the new shop in Church Street. We've had a look around. We really love the artwork. It goes all the way up the... If you walk up the stairs, and instead of using the lift, you'll see it all on the walls there. So, Dave, can you just tell us a bit about how you found out about the opportunity to do this?
I've got a friend who works for the university. She sent me the link to the competition and told me to basically do it, because she thought I'd have a good chance, and I did.
Yeah. Right, could you, you're based outside, like, in Skemmersdale, is that right?
Yeah, look, Skem. Been there for about, born and raised.
Right. But you studied art, you got your art degree, and now you're working in graphics?
Yeah. Just designing flyers for business. Yeah, small business research down in... Yeah.
Yeah. We advertised the brief for this on the website, and I remember they specified about 5 different sort of criteria. But quite more to aware. But I'm sure you've fulfilled the brief. Do you want to tell us a bit about the actual process of doing the work and how you responded to the brief?
Well, first started off with looking through, like, looking at the buzzwords and figuring out what people had done for their buzzwords, and one of the buzzwords is edgy, so I was looking at the edgy words and what was edgy and what wasn't, and then came into the idea of, like, voyeurism in keyholes, which is essentially what clothes shop is. You look at what people are buying for nights out, and you get this little glimpse into what they're doing. So from there came into, if you were staring through a keyhole into somebody's bedroom and to see what was going on, which is where all the images kind of stem from, that, what would be going on in the bedroom. So for the Rockstar jump one, he's jumping up, which is what some of my friends do. Just sit there with a guitar and jump up when no one's watching.
Yeah, and there's another one where someone's just getting out of bed after a heavy night. Is that typical as well?
Very typical, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying, I think you used stencils and photographs of models and things. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a friend, Bob. Once we set up the idea of what we wanted, we had like 12 ideas that we wanted to take photographs of. We got the photographs done in a day, and worked up on them in simple layers using Illustrator and Photoshop, and then cut the stencils in each layer. And then worked the light, shone them with a projector onto the paper for the stencils, and then cut them out into the different stencils. So for the spray paint was one, the paints was one, and the keyhole was another one. So each picture had about 3 stencils to them, which was quite long to put up for each one to make sure it was spot on.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of work, but you only had about a week or less to do the whole job, and mainly on your own as well. So it must have been difficult, but a good experience, I suppose.
It was a very good experience. I mean, my dad came in to help put up the stencils. I had friends come in throughout the week, just trying to deal with me when I was stressing out and everything. But for the last 2 days, I was just painting away quite happily.
So overall, you enjoyed doing this?
It was a very good experience. I wouldn't mind doing it again, but with a lot longer time frame.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't panic as much as I did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's really good, and I like the keyhole motif. It's sort of, you sort of follow the keyholes up the stairs, and the smaller ones and bigger ones. It's really good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.